Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and today is Monday. Wonderful Monday, and it's the last Monday of the month, the 30th in August 2010. So let's do a emotional clearing for everybody. So just sit back and relax, nothing for you to do. Here we go. So think of an event, maybe happened between the last couple days here, Saturday, Sunday, and today. And we'll clear away the energy. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a pain body clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do a trauma. The trauma is a little bit worse than the emotional stuff. This is normally when the emotional spills over, and then you start using your trauma body, or it's just a really, really bad event that happened. So think of something now that's occurred in your life in the last few days. So here we go, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one more here. We'll do your sensory body. And the sensory body is how you view life here, how your body responds to that. So again, think of something that may have happened to you. Maybe you saw something, but it didn't really affect you emotionally. Maybe, say, you burnt your finger. That could be related to your pain body, but it might also be sensory. So here we go. And just see how your body responds. Remember, you have to request a healing for something. Otherwise, it won't work because the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's do the mind to heart drop. And we count from 10 backwards to put your awakening consciousness into your heart center. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel pretty peaceful right now. And what we can do now is have some wonderful energy come in from the light beam and bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And naturally, just kind of look at it. You're going to feel the energy right now. We're going to energize the light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is the females coming in. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's how the females feel. And just kind of sense the energy there. Remember, your body will tell you. And what we're going to do now is we're going to bring in the male energies. So we'll have the females leave, and we'll let you experience the males. And they're different. I won't say they're not necessarily stronger, but they do have a more intense type of energy, kind of more matter of fact, to the point, gets down to business quickly. So here we go. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the males. So if you want to call in and maybe comment on what you're perceiving, you can do so. That'd be wonderful. And next I'm going to bring in the non-gender. So again, they're a little different. And here comes the non-gender light beams. So one, ask the males to leave naturally. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There you go. Have a wonderful experience, and you can just tell how they feel. And if somebody would love to call in to explain what they felt or sensed was the difference, that would be great. And we'll see if our co-host is on. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace someplace?
Yes, I am. I'm here, and the call-in number for you to call in and talk to Ron is 888-815-9756. And if you go to bbsradio.com, you see a few other lines on there, a few other numbers. The first one I can mention here is 530-327-7602, and then there's some more, and I'm going to post them on the fast chat. And of course, you may, as per usual, post your questions on there and any other things that you want to comment on. We had a fantastic call, and there might be a few of you who wants to say something about that. Marie R. is mentioning, I feel happy, lots of clearing yesterday on Sunday's call. Thank you so much. And, we have an interesting way to view it from Ed there. Why can't CLS melt all mind control devices? Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could do that? And how's that?
That'd be great.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm sure they're doing that. They're, you know, but remember, if we still have churches here, and people are bringing it all in here, so you know, it's up to the people to stop the mind control. The light shift can get rid of it once the people stop bringing it in. So humanity is causing their own problems. So I guess back to you, Annika.
So Heo is also commenting on those wonderful light beings that you bring to our attention, and sometimes we do notice some differences when we watch that, and Heo is mentioning the non-gender move differently, like paste. So we have a new clearing up, alien poisoning clearing, so maybe you want to tell us a little bit about that, Ron. What is that all about?
Well, we did some of that on the call yesterday and also the one before that. We have alien energies inside of us, toxins, waste products, poisonings from the beings that live inside of us. Remember, it's energetic, and the energy still affects us. So they also have, the actual energies of the aliens that we can release. So this clearing will help you get rid of these toxins. And also, we have the critters that died. So it'll get rid of the carcasses, too. Maybe we can shed some more light on it in a little bit here. And we'll see if we can get maybe somebody to come in to maybe has read the page there. I don't have it in front of me, but it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of an issue with my computer, and that's why I can't get everything up either. So, yes, if you have seen it or you have looked at it now, it would be great, as this is new, it would be great if you want to call in. And I'm just about putting up some of those numbers on the fast chat. The fast chat is, of course, a wonderful way, too. So we'll get to that. But Thank you for getting us all those wonderful samples to begin with, Ron. As per usual, it's always great. And if anyone missed that, it is on Ron's website. You can go to the website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and go up the top of the page, and you will see 5-day sample healings there. And there is more audio samples up there. There's lots of fantastic stuff on the website. You can read all the different clearings that Ron has ever done. Not that everybody needs all of them, which we hope we don't. And usually most people feel more from the samples, and some samples you might not feel that much. But if you feel something, it's a good indication that you might need it. So that is one of the reasons for why Ron is doing it here. So is there anything we can bring to people's awareness of why are we, if there's somebody on, why would we do this? Why would you want to clear that out of yourself?
Well, basically, the energetic bodies get stuffed full of things. But the main thing is this last, the new clearing, people have poisonings inside of their bodies. So we clear away probably, I think we have at least 20 different critters listed there that are alien, that can and do come into our bodies energetically. And they could be, 10 times larger than us because they have a larger energetic signature. And they do have waste products. Now, if two alien races don't like each other, much like we have down here, different alien races here don't like each other. Remember, the humans are that way because we're all from aliens. Think of the wars that we're having. Well, if you have two opposing races, they may battle inside of your body. You might wonder why you have a stomach ache someday, and you have one race fighting another one in your stomach. And maybe one succeeds and kills the other one. Well, they're not going to take it out of you. It'll just sit in you and kind of rot. And unfortunately, that can happen. And this decayed body, this carcass, can cause you internal infections. So that's the sad thing. So this part of the website can get it out of you. And it's up right now. If you're planning to come on the 8-hour calls next month, it'll be free to you. I haven't got the exact code yet. Probably be tomorrow or the day after, the way it looks here. But, so if you're planning to come on the 8-hour calls, you can read about the page. But don't do the clearing yet and pay for it, because it'll be free to you, and I'll give you the codes when that happens here. So
basically you're saying that if you are on the calls that are coming up, is that what you're saying, next
month?
Yes,
it'll be the current, the upcoming 8-hour calls, which will be next month, starting on, I think, the 15th here. Let's see here, 18th. 18th will be the Saturday call. Mm-hmm. So if you do happen to want to come on the 8-hour calls, it's $200, 28 hours of healing. And then from there, you're able to do this free clearing, which is normally $100. So let me see here.
So that's a wonderful, wonderful way to do it, because not only do you get 8 hours on the light ship with you on Sundays, it's including the 4-hour ascension call, which is on a Saturday, which, Ron, you've been doing every month, as long as I've known about Creation Light Ship. So, and then on top of it, you're saying you can also get these clearings.
Yes, it would be free to you. So you can just go on the page then ahead of time and do the clearings here. I'm trying to find information here just to...
Yeah, I was actually looking myself, and Marie R. is saying, where is the clearing? Could not find it. And
yeah, it should be, if it's not up right now, boy, it should be. Let me look here.
Maybe it hasn't.
I am looking.
Okay.
Let me see here.
I was wondering if it was
going to
be.
Yesterday.
Okay.
I got to see if... okay, I'm going to just type something in here. Just give me, you want to talk for about a second here?
Sure. I wanted to also mention, for those of you who don't know that there's a lot of free healings on Ron's site, www.creationlightship.com. You go to free healings. If you look up the top, you'll see a log in key. First, it's a book that tells you about all the different clearings that are online. Under that, there's the login key, and under that, there's recommended healings, and there's free healings. And you can actually see which healings are free, and they're just amazing. So great to do, and I love doing those, and so grateful to be able to. The first one of the free ones is called Emergency Healing Now, and that's a clearing you can do anytime when you feel like you need it for an emergency or whatever you're going through. Even in the middle of the night, you can start that. There's the Auric Field Protection clearing. There is the Be Here in the Now clearing. There is the Darkness to Light clearing, and you can have that on. And that is fantastic to leave on. The Auric Field Protection you can also keep up for yourself to protect yourself from psychic attacks and that sort of thing. You can also put a name of a person in there to help you if you want to. It actually will help that person too if you put that you want to be protected from any attacks from a particular person. There's the Orb Clearing. That's a sample of the Orb Clearing and Being Overwhelmed Clearing and Pain Release Healing. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 clearings that are free, and they include so much. And that is apart from the samples, the audio samples that are on top, which is the 5-day sample healings, Mind to Heart Drop, which will be Ron taking you through that. Why Physical Healing Are Complicated is another audio sample. Why Not to Be a Healer? Now, that is just amazing information for all of us, because I think many of us tend to want to be a healer and can relate to that, and why should we not be? Alien Energy Removal Show 1, Alien Energy Removal Show 2, Robotic Program Removal, Show 1, Robotic Program Removal, Show 2, and last but not the least, Increase Your Life Force Energy, something that we, you know, really benefit from every day, several times a day. Just wanted to mention that if you aren't aware of it yet. I'm sure many of you are, but just in case you haven't heard of it, there's lots of videos to the right of on the page, on the Creation Lightship page, videos where Ron bring in a lot of divine energies, bringing in Jesus at several different ages, and also videos from Ron's lectures. And that's just fantastic. Dulce is saying, on the same page of Online Healings book, second page. Okay. Thank you. All right. We should... So I'm going there right now, Ron, and I will see if that's where that one is. You called it the Alien Poisoning Clearing. So I'm going to a list of all the online healings, and second page. It should be there. And I guess, I don't know if there's information on it there. I'm not sure. Second page. And if I click on that, maybe I'll find it. How are you doing, Ron? Ron seems
I'm doing,
to...
yep, I'm here. I'm trying to get on it myself here right now.
Okay, yeah, I found it. It's, thank you, Dulce.
Hey,
Alien Poison Waste Products and Carcass Removal, 1 month usage. That is the one, isn't it, Ron?
Yep.
And that is $100. Is what I'm seeing here. Let's see here. Okay, there's lots of information here, as it usually is. So much to read and so interesting to read on the Creation Lightship page. This is a description here. Alien Poisoning Waste Product and Carcass Removal for 1 month. Do you want to talk about it, Ron? I found it.
Yeah, is there text on there?
Yeah, within our physical bodies.
Perfect. Yeah, I want to read
many
that.
Alien... Shall I read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Within our physical bodies live many alien parasite life forms. These alien life forms live within us in an energy body form. Their physical counterparts live in bodies on the planet, just like we do. While those within us are not physical, they nonetheless have a huge effect on us. They live off our energy, draining what should be fueling us. They war within us, breathe within us, inject poison into us, defecate inside of us, and die, leaving their carcasses within us. All of this has a detrimental effect on our physical health. And this clearing is below is to remove the poisons, waste products, and carcasses of those alien parasite life form energy bodies from your physical body. And let's see here. Yep, you can do that. And you can even make it as an unlimited clearing. So you can add $50 to make it the unlimited option, which means you can use it for longer than that. So do you want to talk a little bit about it, Ron? As this is a new one to me, too.
Yep. Just got put up. Lots of stuff is in there. And what I'll do is a sample here. We'll take one of the critters here. And one of them, we'll pick on the orbs, okay? We did that on our conference call yesterday. So, you know, orbs are the big buzzword, you know, alien little round circles that buzz around. And most people think that they're very nice. I never really paid any attention to them too much until we did a clearing on one of the BBS programs maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and it was awful. And so, anyway, here we go.
Oh, no.
Let's clear out the orb energy. I'm going to first do the orbs that we can get cleared out, okay? Remember, there could be millions of them in us, and we'll get out maybe 100 of them or so. And then the second part, we're going to do the orb poisoning, okay? Remember, this is what they secrete into us, okay? So orb poisons, toxic waste, the waste products, urine, feces, okay? Remember, they all have this because they're living beings, okay? And the third part, we're going to get rid of the carcasses of the orb. These are the ones that are kind of rotting in us. So here we go. First one of the orbs, so get them out. I'll use the word stronger, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So that's the orbs. Let's just see how you feel right now. And we'll get out the poisons that some of the orbs have left us here, okay? So this is the, just using the word poison, their toxicity, their waste products, etc. So here we go. And I'll count to 10 a few times here, so I'll get rid of the poison. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, kind of do a body sampling here. Look at your body. Check it out. You know, ask your spirit how it's doing. And or ask your body. The body knows. Now we're going to get rid of the dead carcasses. Remember, they can fight inside of us here or just physically die. So here we go. This is rough. So here we go. One, we almost have a lot of them in us. Two, I'm yawning all the way. So here, three, so if any of you else are yawning, it's a good sign. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, boy, two, three, got a lot of them in there. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, Annika, that was kind of rough. So how do you feel?
Well, it's probably not as rough for me as it was for you. It wasn't that bad. I felt it strongly at first. So the first part was orbs.
Yes, if I did orbs, yeah.
Yeah, and I did feel that, and I did feel the poison. I did not feel too bad after that, so you helped me, I would say.
Okay.
But the last part did not feel as bad. I don't know what that means. Does it mean I got rid of some over the weekend, maybe?
Yeah, maybe the ones that were dead carcasses left you already.
Isn't that nice if it did, huh?
Yeah, you're not a graveyard anymore.
Well, that's something to celebrate.
Okay, we're going to do one more here.
Yeah.
That was the orbs, okay? And I want to do one that's related to joints, okay? And typically the joints are the caterpillars. So what I'm going to maybe put on the website is an entry box, which is not on it yet, okay? And maybe you could do put in there, like maybe you have a problem with your right shoulder, not knowing, you know, what's in there. And it could be just waste products of these things, of something. And so possibly you could put in that your right shoulder would like to be worked on. That way they can be focusing on that. And if there's anything in there, like orbs poisoning, they can get it out. So I'm going to try to get that answered on the website. Remember, the healings can be changed somewhat. So we're going to be doing that as an upgrade, I think, right now, or at least within a day or two. So, but anyway, if you get onto it, it's good for 30 days. So, you know, it is like a work in progress. So, if you have a physical condition, somebody is asking about eyes. Can, you know, these things affect your eyes or floaters? If possible. So we're going to do caterpillars, and they're normally, for what I have seen, related to joints. So let's do... get rid of caterpillars out of your joints, and we'll do the same thing. We'll get the poisons out, the waste products, toxins, you know, urine, feces, and then we'll get the dead ones out of your joints. So this is up to you to sample to see how you feel. So here we go. Caterpillars. And so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do caterpillar poisons, okay, toxins, waste products. 1, 2, 3, I'm yawning. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Wow, I'm gagging with heavy heaves. Mary R.
I just saw that.
Wow,
yeah.
Maybe that. We'll see which one that one was. Okay, so that's the poisoning, and now we're going to do the dead critters, the dead caterpillars. 1, 2. Holy cow, that's heavy too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, I do feel like a lump in my throat here.
That does not feel good, yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
It's
I'm going to do this clearing over again here. So okay. We're going to get rid of more of these live critters, caterpillars. Wow. One, two, three, four. Stronger, stronger. I'm going to energize the light beam more here to get some more help down here for everybody. So here we go. And get rid of these things. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Next is the poisoning waste product. This is the rough one, I think. Take a deep breath. Okay. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh man, I'm getting dizzy. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Get some water. Hang on a second. Feeling my abdominal area below my sternum and sides kind of hurting here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we'll do the dead carcasses again here. So one, two, three, four, five, six. If anybody wants to call in, that'd be wonderful. So call in, people. We got a half an hour here, maybe a little bit less. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's wait for a caller here. Anybody want to call in? Wow. Holy cow, this is rough. I'm going to do one more here. So hopefully somebody got a caller.
I'm back on, Ron. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, someone out there? I heard a beep, maybe.
Well, you might have heard me.
Okay. Another beep.
But is there anyone out there? Hello? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do another one here. So if anybody wants to call in, please do so. This is quite something. I know we got a long list of these critters. I'm guessing there's probably at least 20 of them here, okay? So let's do the most awful thing is the octopus energies here. So let's get rid of those here. So again, let's clear them. I'm trying to think of where we can clear them out of. Normally they're around our stomach area. So let's do it out of our stomach. Well, no, I'm going to do it out of around our necks. because people have been gagging, I think. So we'll do octopus energies around our necks. And these clearings are set up for 15 minutes apiece, and you can do more if you want. But I don't want to overwhelm anybody thinking you need to do an hour, and you read it, and you go, oh, geez, there's like 20 to 30 of these things listed here. And, you know, I don't want to get anybody freaked out too much. But, you know, you're going to know yourself as you feel better how this is affecting you. So here we go, around your neck, octopus energies. Oh, man, I'm getting stuck already with this stuff. One, two, three. Stronger, 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 stronger. It's highway to hell. Stronger, 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 stronger. Wow, stronger, 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 stronger. Up, I heard a beep there. Stronger and stronger. Okay, if you can hang on just for a little bit here. Caller, now we're into the poisoning of octopus energies. And we'll relate the poisoning to the neck also, okay? So this will be interesting. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Swallow here. Number three is the dead ones. Octopus graveyard here. Stronger, stronger. Oh, man. Stronger. Shit. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, caller, if you're out there.
Hi.
Hello, anybody out there?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, it's Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. So, I have a comment. Ron, you're probably the only healer that I know that hasn't really flown off the handle on someone with inane questions.
No, not too much, no. Go ahead. You have a question?
Huh?
Yep, do you have a question?
Well, I just want... Yeah, how do you stay not, I don't know, or at peace with whatever questions come your way or whatever comments come your way?
Okay. I have a lot of light beings that come into me during the programs, okay? And also, I almost always try to be in the present moment. And so I don't necessarily look upon the past. Now, if you were to ask me what happened to this radio program, I can look at my notes here, which is what I had to take in the moment. So I have orb clearings down and caterpillar, then I have octopus. Okay, I can relate to those three clearings. What I talked about before that, I would have to actually go back and read the timeline. So I don't hang on to anything from the past. And actually, see, when people get upset, normally it's from them hanging on to the past energies. I won't say it's completely true, but the more in your moment, the more you can become, I guess, centered. I don't know what to say. To me, there's no such thing as a dumb question because all the questions, you know, have a validity to it. And even the one that you might think is dumb, if you do happen to ask something like that, maybe everybody else is waiting to hear the same question being asked, and they're afraid to, you know. So it's just, everything to me is, you know, I really enjoy these programs. That's all I can tell you, you know. When I first started doing them, doing the conference calls, you know, three times a week, I thought, man, this is going to be rough for me to do that because that's truly taken into my personal time and life. And then doing the four VBS programs, you know, after that, and, you know, other things that I do, you know, I am pretty busy with this stuff, plus doing healing. So, but I do enjoy it, and that's kind of where I am all the time. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it seems like your idea of what's now is far shorter than what some other people may experience.
Yeah, so I don't hang on.
So your now, maybe the first couple minutes, some other people's now is the whole entire day or what happens within the week.
Yeah, my now is pretty much in the now. You know, I can think and go back into what I did today. Going back tomorrow, it's like 20 years ago, okay, even though I did an eight-hour conference call. So, you know, which is a long time doing something. But, yeah, I'm pretty much in the moment. And that's where everybody needs to be. That way you don't hang on to your regrets of the past or what you should have, could have done. I've always attempted to, I can't say I've always done this, but I've always attempted in my life to do in the present moment the best that I could do, whatever that would be. And, you know, not everybody can do the best thing, you know, but at least if you look back upon what you've done, if you did fall short, well, that was your best. You don't have to beat yourself up over it, you know. And then sometimes it could be better than others, but if you just try to do and concentrate on doing the best that you can do in the present moment, and that's all you can expect out of yourself because of the mind control patterns that are here, because you're living in the time, you know, and the time may take you out of what you can physically do in perfection, and it may bring in entities and things into people, you know. But that's kind of how I look at kind of life, you know. Whatever you do, it's your signature, okay, whether you you know, draw something or write your name or what you do physically, that's a signature of who you are. That's kind of how I hope to have my life run. But, you know, like I said, I'm human too, you know. So, thank you.
Well, the other question that I have is how do you know if somebody being, you know, part of that lightness from the darkness or light from the darkness?
I kind of missed part of the information. I heard light of the darkness. Like, how do you know if somebody is going into that, or can you repeat the question?
Or coming from that space.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out how to answer that here. So can we ask the question over again? Maybe I missed a couple words.
Yeah. How can you tell the difference if somebody's coming from the light versus...
Oh, okay, I got it. Or the light of the darkness. The only way you can tell, and I used to say this all the time in the programs, the only way you can tell is to go into your heart, because you can't use the mind to tell, because the mind will give you the same information either way, because it'll tell you what it would like to tell you. But when you go into your heart, then you can discern the difference there. And just discernment. It's not necessarily judgment. It'll be discernment. And then you can decide if you want to run and not walk away from that person or not, or stay with them. Some people have a feeling. Maybe their body feels the difference on it. But remember, sometimes the feeling body can be corrupted. It can be all full of stuff. So it's very hard to use your feeling body to give you an indication if this is good or bad for you, okay? Some people, you know, what that I've seen when they get information from somebody or, you know, it's not right, they get upset. Maybe their body gets upset some way. Maybe they shake a little bit. Maybe they get a stomach ache. They know if that is not right for them. But basically, the only true way, which may be harder to do for some people, is to have your spirit tell you. Remember, your spirit used to be the loud voice in your head, and then it got dampened down because the darkness did that. But that's typically your spirit should talk to your whole body. And when you hear your spirit talking to you, it's not just going to be in your head. Everything in your body is going to be talking at one time, like a sounding board. But some people can never hear their spirit. They've been asking for a long time, where are you, you know? And your spirit's attempting to communicate, but somehow The darkness has put in place mind-controlling implants to prevent your spirit from talking to you. It's still doing it, but it's just not getting through. But the only way, to, like I said, to tell for sure is to go to your heart center. To do that drop down from 10 to 1, you know, practice that daily. You know, typically 5 times should, I think, be enough for most people. And then you're going to be at peace, and you're going to be able to detect what's right and wrong, because you're going to be listening with your ears on your heart, and your mouth will be on your heart too, and you're going to be able to know what's up. And there won't be any judgment there. You're just going to be able to sense if it's correct or not for you. Because the light does not work.
How do you deal with people who you know aren't trustworthy, but you have to deal with them anyway?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know what to say, you know, on that one, because naturally some people are in relationships with that, maybe an ex-person or something. You know, you can do healings on them, you know.
Okay.
Like I say, an emotional healing for the friends that you're dealing with that have problems that are affecting you, the emotional clearing that you can do absentee for them will definitely help them. And it, mainly it'll help you, because by helping them, it helps you. And a lot of people do the emotional clearings for their friends. So that's, you know, what I'd recommend doing if you have to work with somebody. So anyway, that's kind of about what I could say there. But the main thing is, you know, you just need to get in discernment and go into your heart center. And just try to live in the moment. See, when you're in the moment, there's no such thing as the judgment, because the judgments work in time. All of your judgments that you use to see right and wrong is from the past. So then you're bringing up the past to judge, to create your new reality based on judgment. So
okay.
That's probably all that I can really say, I think. I don't know. Did I answer your question fully for you?
Well, in terms of having greater discernment, how do we do that?
Well, when you're in your heart, you're going to have the discernment. It's automatic there, because you're going to be able to look at everything without judgment and see what is proper for you, or what you would like to do, or what you could do. Now, your spirit is not going to tell you don't do this, don't do that, because it can't judge you. It'll just give you an indication. It's up to you to live your life, and your spirit just there to help you. So I hope I answered that.
Me and my spirit?
What's that?
So is there a difference between me and my spirit?
Well, your body can talk to you. Okay. But let's say that you get sick someday. You had some food that wasn't right, and maybe you got food poisoning. And all of a sudden you get this voice in your head saying that you've been poisoned, and you don't know where it came from, right? Well, that's your body telling you, talking to you, using the same voice, dialogue that it, everything else talks to you with. So your voice in your body is not going to come across as some old, ancient, a person. It'll just be what you normally get inside of your head. Now, when your spirit talks, you'd be the same exact sounding voice. And when entities talk, you'd be the same voices, too. Although some people have entities that come in that kind of joke with them, and they may have their own little personality and a way of talking. If you look at people who are in the theater and they have to do different personalities as different cast players, you can watch them change their personalities, and they could be bringing in entities who want to play that particular role in that. So you have to be careful with that too. Remember, when they come in, you want to ask them to leave. But the voice that you're hearing normally is the same exact sounding voice. So, I hope I answered your question for you. So, discernment is the only way. Don't judge. So, we'll see if Annika's out there. out there, and looks like she's turned off, she says here, possibly. So Annika is off. Let me see here. I'm going to have someone else come on here and put it through my second line here. And maybe she can talk a little bit about the clearing. Oh, we got a beep again. Are you on, Annika? Or someone else out there? So we'll see what happens here. So let's do a energy here with the pink energy from the light chip. Okay, I heard a beep. Someone else come online?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Okay.
Ron, I'm wondering about the dead carcasses. I know that sometimes they battle, they've been dead maybe for a short while. Is it possible that they could have been dead for a long time and maybe preserved energetically?
And also, I don't think it's preserved.
When they reincarnate, do they reincarnate with us, or are they left behind?
I don't think they get preserved, okay?
Uh-huh.
I think they're just in us, and they rot. And eventually, you know, it's hard to say how they're decaying, but as doing this call, the third one that I did didn't feel very good. Okay, so... You know, they get putrefied. You know, you got to just look at it. You know, maybe the race putrefies very quick. Maybe it can last a while. I don't know. You know, maybe they're food for other aliens. You know, maybe they're having a feast and maybe the scraps are being put aside inside of you. You know, dead bones or whatever. So we'll see if
so
Carrie's
they
on here. Young Carrie?
Are they left behind?
Hey, thank you. Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear, so go ahead, Carrie.
Something I'm wondering about when you were mentioning about the body parts in that clearing, the new clearing, the waste and poison and so forth clearing, is if these guys in our bodies are poisoning us, would that travel throughout our system, our whole body, or is that going to stay... you know, like if they put poison, let's say, near our liver, is it going to stay there or is it going to whizzle around?
That's a good question. All I know is that the stuff can go all through our bodies. I would think that it would first go to that location, like in your liver, and stay there and maybe putrefy and cause its energetic poisoning. And maybe it goes into your liver. We'll just say it's on the outside of the liver, then it soaks into the liver like a sponge, you know, like
yeah.
Your liver is a sponge, and then all of a sudden now it's being transferred into your whole body.
Right.
And, I mean, all that's possible.
So maybe if we have an ache and a pain or somewhere in a specific place, we could go on that clearing and do, say, you know, my left hip or whatever and clear it for that and then go back and do the same thing for your whole body.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, what I would do on that is, and the website will be changed shortly here with this add-on box to it, okay? Hopefully by today or tomorrow. But if you do get on it, if you're not going to get on the 8-hour calls that we're having, the marathon intensive that we're having for body rejuvenation next month, if you're not going to do that, just get on there, and within a couple of days, the page will be changed, so you can't enter in stuff, but you can still take the benefit of the clearings and get in there. But yeah, what I would do if you have a problem, we'll say that you have like a hip problem or a shoulder problem, or maybe you have problems with the arthritis. You know, specify where it is, and if you start feeling benefit, remember this is up to you to discern which one of these beings are, you know, causing the problem, and so. Once you pick out which one it is, then by all means, re-enter in maybe your whole body after you have relief in one area. So I would first concentrate on the area, if not just do it in general. And that way, you know, you're going to be able to at least get some of the stuff out of you. But I, you know, for myself, I think I would put in different body parts, you know, especially like if you have a sore toe, maybe you bruised yourself, possibly. Maybe you banged your shoulder against something and it's kind of bruised. Well, maybe our body is not supposed to bruise, okay? Typically a bruise is when you have blood, you know, coming out and kind of, you know, gets into our body and turns black and blue. Well, maybe that's not a real body function. Maybe the body got weakened by this alien stuff in us, maybe the waste products, causing the body not to take care of itself. And so that's the byproduct, and we're seeing that as normal. So I would personally go in. Maybe you have varicose veins on your legs, and maybe that's from something being in there. You know, just try it and just see how it works out. And, you know, after you have results with one of them in a certain body area, then what I would do is, you know, do a whole body clearing and have fun with it, you know. Because these clearings that we do takes away the energy of the aliens, mind control, whatever programs, whatever you want to call that, physical beings, all these are like that. But it deals with the judgment of consciousness, okay? And these beings are in us, and the judgment brought them to us. So it's taken away the judgment that we have inside of us, and we can live better with the judgment out of us. So this is what they do, is they make you feel better. And that's what all the clearings are for, is to help your physical body maintain wellness.
And Ron, would you say that we all have in us pretty much all the ones that are listed in the drop-down box?
I can't say for sure. Do you remember what's in those boxes?
Well, it's all the main ones that you talk about for sure, like the squids and the octopus and the jellyfish and the maggots, the wolves. You know what? Actually, I don't think the wolves were on there yesterday, but they might be now.
Yeah, they are on it now, yeah.
There's ticks and there's a whole bunch of them. I think there are about 20. And then I know we were talking yesterday about Peter in Australia was bringing up some of the Australian things that they have down there that poison people and can kill people. And you did some sample clearings of those on some of the shows last week. And I think many people were feeling those. I know I was. So I think there's going to at some point be an option to put in other things that you know bite or sting or poison us that might not be on the list that's there now. I don't remember the full list, and I'm having trouble pulling up the list also today. But there's a lot on there. But it is just 15 minutes per critter. So
okay, so it's like our time is going by very quickly here.
Oh, yeah, we're at the top of the hour.
Yep, so thank you, Carrie and Annika, for coming on here. So we'll say blessings to all of you, everybody. And do check out that clearing. And, boy, for me that might be a favorite one. But I know there's probably maybe 20, 25 different critters listed there. So our next BBS program is Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And we're on Station 1. We'll do our Q&A this coming Friday after the Station 2 program, and that will start at 8 o'clock. So we're on BBS at 7 Pacific. So thank you, everybody. Get ready for my conference call in a half an hour here. So we'll see you later. Blessings and goodbye.
Bye-bye.